You know what? I can't think of anybody's hand.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you both identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name, indicating the authority representing here today?
Lisa Steeves, Steeves, New Britain Police Department.
Mary Pokorsky, Pokorski, Assistant Corporation Counsel for the New Britain Police Department.
I thought you were a lawyer because you didn't take the oath.
Yes.
I was so baffled after all of that. Okay.
New need.
Counsel, do you want to make an opening statement?
Yes. The appellant's pistol permit application was denied on the grounds of suitability. Specifically, there was a May 14th, 2021 incident that the appellant had with a tenant in his apartment building in which he threatened violence, stating that he had a clip, a 30 clip or a clip for them. So he was denied on suitability. Since that time, there's additional information that we think should be considered by the board, and that is in April of 2022, the appellant was arrested in Hartford for disobeying the signal of an officer. We could not get that police report from Hartford, however, he did plead guilty to that. And then 2 months prior to that incident, so in February of 2022, a vehicle that was registered to the appellant was in Martha Hart Park in New Britain. One of our officers attempted to stop that vehicle, and the vehicle fled. The officer was never able to make contact with the vehicle, but the individual that was driving the vehicle fit the description of the appellant.
Thank you, counsel. Sir, we have a series of emails with you and the board. I'm not clear what this means, but what town do you live in?
I now live in two towns right now.
Okay, no, what town do you reside in?
In New Britain.
Why do you live in two towns?
Because I just had a baby, so I'm just, you know, taking care of my child, and my family as well.
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because I don't understand what that means.
I just had a newborn, so I'm helping out with my child and their family. So I kind of stay with them on the help.
And they are in?
Bristol.
And you have a place in New Britain?
Yes.
And how often do you sleep at the place in New Britain?
A couple times out of the week.
Do you have a vehicle?
No.
Do you have is it a lease or do you own the property in New Britain?
That's a rental.
It's a rental?
Yes.
And you have a lease in your name?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote in any town?
I'm registered to vote in the bit.
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement, sir?
Opening statement to, you know, I guess like being denied for the suitability reasons is that, you know, it was a very false allegation that the tenant made against me, and, you know, there was no ever like follow-up on the situation, so I felt like, you know, I was being, you know, denied on the purpose of, and I never made a statement that I had anything towards the tenant. I mean, I did ask them about, you know, why was my little brother's food was being stolen, and I guess, you know, he's been being very defensive, and I never heard that. The conversation that we had outside the door, and he said that that I had something that I never said that I had. And just went from there.
Okay, counsel, can you proceed with your case?
Thank you. I'm going to call Lisa Steeves. Ms. Steeves, what is your current position?
Detective.
And where are you currently assigned, excuse me?
Our Youth Bureau Division.
And have you in the past been assigned to investigate pistol permit applications?
Yes.
Did you investigate the appellant's application? Who investigated the appellant's application?
Retired Officer Kyle Cleary.
And Officer Cleary is no longer employed by the police department?
No.
Were you assigned to respond to the questionnaire regarding the appellant's appeal?
Yes.
And did you review the application and the investigation that was conducted by Officer Clary?
Yes.
When was the appellant's application filed?
That was July 7th, yes.
And what investigation was conducted on his application?
We do an in-house check, state police records check, an accurate database for address history, a Google search, collect, protective order registry, weapons registry, things of that nature.
And was a determination made as to his suitability to have a pistol permit?
Yes.
And what was that determination?
Determination was that he was not suitable. I can expand on that.
Yeah, I was just going to say, can you tell us why?
Officer Clary, when he had conducted that investigation and saw that police report, again, this was 2 years ago, he did call the alleged complainant, and he asked her how she felt about her safety if the appellant had been issued his temporary pistol permit. And she remembers that, quote, she was being terrified at that time, and that she would be fully willing to testify against the appellant if he did appeal the denial. I have since tried to make contact with her at the residence, phone calls, and have not been able to reach her.
And did that police report involve an alleged threat by the appellant?
Yes.
And what was the threat?
The threat was, there was an argument, and I guess it was reported the appellant said he had a 30 clip for them.
Was an arrest made?
No arrest was made.
And is there any other information that you think the board should consider?
Aside from the recent Hartford arrest with the that was mentioned, nothing else that's in our in-house or anything recent with the appellant.
You also, the February 22nd with Officer Rivera, do you recall that?
Yes.
Can you explain what happened there?
So Officer Rivera was patrolling and was teamed up with another officer. They went to do security checks at Martha Hart Park. It was after hours, so they saw the appellant's vehicle. Again, they did not confirm whether it was the appellant because they couldn't identify him. They attempted to stop the vehicle. They did get a plate. It was registered to the appellant. Unfortunately, the vehicle fled, and then the officer attempted to conduct follow-ups and go out to the home, which is the current registered address for the appellant.
I'm sorry, can we stop the hearing for a second?
Sorry.
I didn't realize the doctor had stepped out.
Just for quorum issues, we have to wait till she comes back
she's
involved in it. Sorry.
Yeah, if you just want to pause for a second.
Sorry, I didn't notice that either.
She's sneaky.
She's quiet.
She is. She stood up and walked out. I'm like,
So we're just going to pause the hearing briefly at
10:48. But she walked out, and all this testimony knows.
Oh.
And because we have to have a quorum, we have to wait on her. I'm going to pause this for a minute.
All right. Back on the record.
I'm going to have to maybe do that last
couple
minutes over.
10:52. Counsel, could you re-ask if you recall the last question you asked so we can start that line of testimony again?
Yes. I believe I asked, I don't know how far to go back, but I'll go back to if she had any other information that she thought the board should consider.
That was the after explaining.
But we'd start with the Hartford and then go ahead.
So the other information, there was an incident in Hartford in 2022, February 2022?
April.
And it was the appellant was arrested in connection with disobeying a signal of an officer. The court judicial public website showed that he pled guilty to that and that the verdict stated guilty. 2 months prior to that, we had an incident, patrol officers were partnered up and they were doing a security check in Martha Hart Park in our city, and they observed the appellant's vehicle. Registration came back to the appellant as well as the current address that's on file for the appellant. When they attempted to stop the appellant's vehicle, the vehicle took off at a high rate of speed. The officer attempted to do follow-ups, go out to the house and make contact with the appellant, but was unable to, the car wasn't there. And then since then they the operator of the vehicle. The officer reported it didn't match the description of the appellant, but it wasn't able to be proven that it wasn't operating that vehicle.
Any further questions? Sir, do you have any questions of the witness?
I don't have any questions.
Does the board have any questions?
I thought the appellant earlier had indicated that he didn't have a registered motor vehicle in his name.
This was 2022, so I don't know if since then what happened to that vehicle or if he owns it any longer.
I'll ask him later. Thank you.
Just as a follow-up, can you just explain how they would determine that it was registered to the appellant?
So we would run a registration plate in our DMV database, and then it gives you the information of the registered owner as well as the address and their photo. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Do you know if the registered address was in New Bern?
Yes.
Any other questions by the board? Any other witnesses, counsel?
No, thank you.
So you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
I just have to make a comment on the February thing. I don't know anything about that incident at all. To the Hartford, I know something about that incident, but to the February, that's no news to me. And I don't know anything about that incident.
Is that it?
Yes.
Counsel, do you have any questions?
Yes, please. Mr. Morgan, do you recall an May 14th, 2021 incident with a tenant in the building the appellant? Apologize. Do you recall an incident on May 14th, 2021 with a tenant in your building?
I do recall us having a conversation, yes.
And you had a conversation with the tenant's wife and daughter?
No, I had a conversation with the husband or the boyfriend, whoever the guy was to that apartment. But I never had a conversation with the daughter or the wife.
Okay. And did you make a comment that you had a 30 clip for them?
Not at all.
The Hartford incident, you were arrested?
Yes.
And you pled guilty?
Yes.
Did that involve operation of a motor vehicle?
At the time, yes.
Okay. And in February 2022, did you have a registered vehicle in New Britain?
To the car I was driving, I did have a registered vehicle, but that situation, I don't know anything about that situation.
Okay. And did you have a 2019 Nissan Altima?
Yes, I did. Okay.
No further questions.
Questions by the board?
I do. On May 14th, 2021, did you own or possess any firearms?
Not at all.
Any magazines for any firearms?
Stuff never even came out of my mouth. I wish my mother was here to be a witness, but she was sitting on the couch with the door open and she heard that he lied and went outside to try to have a conversation with him. But I never said anything like that, and I don't own any magazines or anything.
Now or then?
Both.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions?
So what happened in Hartford in April of 2022?
So in Hartford, I was waiting, to do like DoorDash, Instacart on my phone. As I looked
up. You were working as a DoorDash?
I was working as an Instacart driver, yep. But I did DoorDash as well too. So I was sitting on the street, waiting for orders to pick up on my phone. I looked up, and there was just a group of men coming towards my car, and I just left because I got terrified.
And then what happened?
Then that's when, the Hartford police came to my home and got me and assumed I was driving. And I did plead guilty to the situation, but that's why, that had happened.
So they came to your home in Britain?
Yes.
And arrested you there?
Yes.
On a warrant or the same day?
Just the same day.
So you just looked up, saw where they...
It was on my car, so as I'm looking on my phone, you see anything pop up, as far as like Instacart getting orders, because you do have to wait until anything pops up. So I pop up, and then I just seen a bunch of, men coming towards my car, and I just left because I got scared, due to, the circumstances that going out there. So I left, and then they picked me up at the end.
No flashing lights behind you?
Not at all. Not that I know though.
Did you call 911?
Not at all. I went home and then that was it, and then that's when it came. I didn't call nobody. I just left because, like I said, I didn't see any markings of anybody. and I looked up, a group of men was coming towards my car, and I just left. I didn't do anything wrong at all.
And the car was still registered to you, and well, it was prior to February 22nd. So you don't know who had your car at the park in February?
I don't know nothing about that incident and that situation. This is all new news to me.
Did other people have access to your car?
Yes. I would let friends, you know, friends drive my car, you know, and anybody that's close to me, you know, use my car if they wanted to. If they, you know, I was not occupying.
I do have another question.
Attorney Sinetti.
The person that was identified as saying on or around the 14th of May 2021 that the thought of you with a gun made her say she'd testify against you if you appeal the denial. What was your relationship with that woman?
Our relationship was just my neighbor.
I'm sorry?
It was my neighbor. We didn't have no bad, you know, bad relationship. The reason being that, you know, I had a conversation with the, you know, with the neighbor upstairs pertaining to the situation was because my little brother's food was stolen. So my little brother had told me that his food was stolen and he smelled it upstairs. So me being a, you know, the protector of, you know, of the house, you know, I went upstairs and knocked on the door to have a conversation with him. And then we came downstairs and we talked, and then I don't know, like, I don't know where it just went left.
Did she know you very well?
He's my neighbor. I mean,
for how long?
Probably for a couple of years when I moved in, but we wasn't that close, but you know, we was, you know, copacetic with each other. It was, you know, bad energy with, you know, neither of us.
So if there was no bad energy or nothing between you one way or the other, why would she make a statement like that if she genuinely wasn't afraid?
It was the guy that was standing that made the statement, because that was the only person I was talking to. You know, my front door was open, we was having a conversation about, you know, my brother's statement that his food was being stolen, and we was going back and forth about it. The daughter from upstairs, you know, from that apartment had walked downstairs, and then I'm not sure where, you know, the miscommunication came from that, where he stated that I said that I had something, which I did not state at all. So I don't know what, you know, towards him, what went left, but I never stated that I didn't have no hostile energy. I was just simply genuinely asking him, you know, my brother stated that, you know, his food was missing, so I wanted to know what was going on.
Yeah, I asked this only because it seems as though she was genuinely afraid.
I mean, to say
something that drastic, I'd come in and testify against him if I had the chance. I mean, that's pretty strong stuff.
I understand, granted that, but, you know, why would we still have a conversation after the situation had happened, saying highs and hellos and, you know, stuff like that, we'll hold the door open for them or anything. Mm-hmm. You know, if I get home early and they're coming behind me, I wouldn't close the door, I would have the door open. So, you know, I don't understand why would they do that.
Okay.
When you know, actually wasn't bad neighbors towards each other at all.
Okay, thanks.
Other questions?
I just have a question for the issuing authority. Can I go back to them?
Of course.
Is there a reason why you didn't ask that woman to appear as a witness today?
I don't know if you missed it. We did. We were trying to contact her.
And you couldn't contact her?
Yeah, Officer Steves, can you just
I'm sorry.
I called her several times, the phone number we had on file.
Uh-huh.
There was no answer. Eventually, when I tried, I think it was the third time, the party answered and said, nope, this isn't her number. I don't know if it was because when I identified myself, maybe they didn't want anything to do with police.
Uh-huh.
Then I went out to the home, tried knocking on the door, and still I couldn't get contact with her, and the car wasn't in the driveway, or no vehicle registered to her anyway, and had no updated addresses for her.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
Quick question. Pertaining to the incident, with the allegation that the neighbor had made, why wasn't there a follow-up? Why didn't I never get checked, you know, on the scene or anything, or as a follow-up after the situation, or if they did make that strong allegation against me?
I don't know. That's a good question to them.
You can say it.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Is the question when she made the allegation about the threat that you made?
Yes.
Okay. According to our police report, they did speak with you.
Right. But I'm saying if they made that strong allegation, you know, pertaining to, you know, a firearm or a magazine supposedly involved that they said, why wasn't there like a follow-up? Why did not get searched, or why didn't search the home or get a warrant or anything, you know, if that was a strong allegation towards me?
the police report does say that the police spoke with you. However, because they couldn't substantiate the claim, which is what Detective Steves testified to, they couldn't, there was no probable cause to file an arrest. And it does state that there's no probable cause that you have a rifle with 30 round clips. So it's all in the police report, but they did speak with you. And they did search Connecticut Chief to see if there are any previous contacts between you and the neighbor. And they also checked to see if there were any pistol permits at the time. So they did look into the allegation, but there was no probable cause to arrest. And do you remember the police speaking with you about it?
I do. Yes, I'm saying okay. We did have a conversation outside, but there was no further strong investigation of with that being an allegation that the person made towards me. So that was my question of why there was no thorough search or a follow up, because there was never a follow up.
Well, what do you mean by a follow up?
I mean, as far as like the situation, follow up coming back or anything. It was just the person called, made an allegation, and then that was that, and then I got denied.
Well, they spoke with the complainant, they spoke with you, they did an investigation, and then you determined there was no probable cause for an arrest, and then the matter was closed at that point.
Okay.
Any other questions by anybody? Seeing none, do you have any other witnesses? Just for the record, there's nobody else here.
Okay.
Would you like to make a closing statement, sir?
I want to say that to you guys and to you guys too. I am a good person, and that's my closing statement.
Fair enough. Counsel?
Just as my opening statement stated, based on the investigation and the information that was in front of the officer at the time, he felt there was grounds to deny on suitability, hard word to say.
Brief action.
This is a denial by the New Britain Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The original basis of denial was a single incident occurred May of 2021. In which there is an allegation of a threat made by the appellant regarding having a 30-round magazine. New Britain Police responded, found there was no probable cause to make an arrest. I guess they did a background check. At that time, there had been no previous incidents between the appellant and his neighbor, resulting in no further action. Subsequent to the application being submitted, the appellant was involved in an incident in April of 2022 in which he pled guilty to disobeying the signal of the officer, which appears to be an infraction. Incident involved in Hartford. New Britain Police also discussed an incident that occurred in February 22 in which a vehicle that was registered to the appellant took off to officers trying to make a traffic stop, but they could never tell whether we were never able to prove that or show that it was the appellant operating that vehicle.
Thank you. Comments by the board?
I don't know. It seems that the only thing that is undisputed in this case is that the guilty plea for disobeying an officer's signal, which is a relatively minor thing. The appellant denies all the other allegations. There's no witness, even though there's a statement in the record about a witness being afraid of him. He wasn't arrested. Claims he never had any firearms, any magazines. So if that's true, then he wouldn't have said, "I've got a 30 clip for you." It just seems fairly weak to me.
Other comments?
I just know that in the report regarding the February 2nd incident that occurred in the park in Britain, the police officer's report observed the operator to be an average-sized black male in his early 30s or 20s. Just not to ask you, but I think he's larger than average size. Not to ask you, but I'm just saying, making a note that he's, I mean, if I have a little bit more, you know, substantiated, it could have been him if there's like a large black male in the driver's seat. I think he was probably pretty big in a Nissan Altima. That's all.
I'm a football player.
Yeah.
Other comments? Being on Carlos.
Appellant.
Appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Appellant.
Dr. Conrad.
For the appellant.
Chair votes appellant. 5-0 in favor of the appellant. Thank you all.
Thank you.